This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. New Year's past, present, and future. New Year's Day wasn't always on January 1st. People used to celebrate it in March. January and February were not in the early Roman calendar. December was the 10th and final month. How do we know this for sure? Decem means 10 in Latin. January and February became part of the calendar around 700 BC. This brought the number of months up to 12. Julius Caesar named January 1st as the first day of the year around 46 BC. It took many years before his people accepted this day. By the 1500s, many European countries called January 1st New Year's Day. Today, this is the official start of the year in many nations. Millions of people celebrate New Year's Eve on December 31st. Some cultures and nations still celebrate New Year's on other days. Every nation celebrates New Year's in a different way. In Australia, New Year's parties take place on the beach. Sydney is one of the first large cities to welcome the new year. TV viewers worldwide love to watch the annual fireworks display in Sydney. Across the globe, New Year's celebrations are much colder. The Times Square ball drops 16 hours later in New York City. It takes 1 minute to fall. This is one of the world's most popular countdowns. People dance and sing, and nobody cares how cold it is. In Japan, the New Year is a very important time of year. Japanese families hold forget-the-year parties. These parties help people forget their past troubles. The New Year is a new start in life. Japanese friends send each other special postcards. They also get together to burn lucky charms. The celebration lasts 7 days. At the end of the week, Japanese people eat a special kind of soup. The soup signals a new beginning for healthy eating after a week of feasting. Colombians also use the New Year for new beginnings. They make a doll called Mr. Old Year. They place notes about their troubles inside the doll. At the stroke of midnight, they blow him up with firecrackers. Goodbye, Old Year! Many New Year's traditions involve fire. Long ago, people believed that evil spirits feared fire and smoke. Townspeople made firecrackers to drive the bad spirits away for the year. Even though firecrackers are traditional, they are very expensive. In addition, they are bad for the environment. Taiwan uses eco-friendly fireworks during their New Year's festivals. Taiwanese officials hope other nations will do the same in the future. For questions and activities related to this podcast, visit esllibrary.com and scroll down to the Holidays section. That's all for today. See you next week.